Ech, you see it on the screen? Can you see it on the
Not yet.
screen?
Oh, now I do. Okay.
Okay. You shall enter and your whole family, your whole bias to the table. Ki oischorisi tzaddik lefnei v'dar hazeh is you that I see before me as a tzaddik before me in this generation. Okay, so let's see Rashi over here. So I'm putting on mute. We have some background noise here. Ki oischorisi tzaddik lefnei v'dar hazeh. Rashi pasuk aleph. Reisi tzaddik v'loy nemar tzaddik tamim. Okay, this is a very nice Rashi over here. It said, I've seen the Yurt Tzaddik, but it says, before it says, Noyach Ish Tzaddik Tamim Hoya B'Doroysaf. So why over here does it not say the word Tamim? Shirat is a very nice shot. Mikan Shalimim Miksa Shavachar Shaladam Befonav V'Kuloy Shaloy Befonav. Here we learn, Rabbi Leizer Shalom Aleichem. Rabbi Leizer Bachi has entered the Beis Medrash. So we have over here a Tzaddik. You see, Lazy, you came right before. See, before when you came, we said, where's the laser tzaddik tamim? Now that you've come, we only can say, where's the tzaddik?
Tzaddik. I was laser bachi tumim. I was waiting for that.
Befanav, the person, you say, miksa shvacha shalada befanav, v'kuloy shaloy bon. That's why over here it says the word tzaddik, whereas before it said tzaddik tamim. I once heard a drush, there are two words here. I once heard someone say that when it says that you say miksa shvachai, so the oilam thinks that it means half, 50%. Like here, it says tzaddik tamim, that's two words. And now we only say the word tzaddik, we leave out the word tamim. We leave out the word, both words, by the way, have four letters. Tzaddik kuf, tzaddik dal yud kuf, 1, 2, 3, 4. So we omit Tamim, all we have left is four letters, eight letters. So we leave out four, it's 50%. So someone, I don't know what this means exactly, or what anything means, but that's not what it means, that you only say 50%. It means when the tzaddik is present, you just say a teeny drop. A mashahu. Shaloi b'fanav, you can say, give a speech forever. B'fanav, in his presence, it doesn't mean you say 50%. You say 1%. You say a half of a percent. Miksas does not mean half. Miksas means a small amount. Alright, let's see the Targum. Targum. V'amar Hashem l'noyach Hashem t'nech oil. Oil means bow. At you v'chol anosh beisoch. Okay, he aired a word. He aired a word. It says beischa. Your bias. The Targum adds the word anosh. I guess you know why not, because if not for the fact, maybe it could be that Noah had a prefabricated home. So Noah, he took apart his house. He took out all the screws. And he put his million-dollar home in the basement of the Teva. Meir would do that. If Meir was going into the Teva, he would take apart his whole house with all the screws. And all the, you know, the hinges and the doors, and he would put everything into the teva, and then when the malo would be over, you would just take it out and reassemble it. Correct, Meir? Is that what you would do? So in order to reject that, the Targum says it's not what the pasuk means. It doesn't mean bo atu, you go the whole base. I'm not telling you to take your home, your hut, and disassemble it and store it in the teva. What I'm telling you to do is, the beischa means your family. And that's why the Targum adds the word anosh beischach. Litefta, are because yosach, you, chazesi, I see, zakai. Very interesting. Over here, the translation of the word tzaddik, the Targum says, means a zakai. Zakai is the translation of the word tzaddik, kodama, before me, bidoro hadin, in this generation. Let's see.
He was a ger chazed.
What do you mean? Why Ger Chassid?
Ger Chassid called their wife the house.
Who said it means your wife? That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kari leishti beisi, leishti beisi." But that's not what it says here. It says anosh beisach. Here, when it says,
that means the wife and the kids.
It means the kids also. It means not just the wife, it means everyone, all of the children. The Shvega also. It says the Anosh. Anosh means
who
the
is
people.
The
who is the Shvega of who is Nama? whose name Shrigger's mother. It doesn't say who his Shrigger was.
Who's Dagmar's father?
It says,
Mr. Shelach?
I don't know, it's lit. We had it last week's parasha. Give me 1 second.
At the end of the parasha?
No, in the middle. But that's when you stop early. You stop, this is the new thing they do today. They stop, they make a very short aliyah. They make a very short aliyah in Bereishis.
Yeah, right before Mafta.
Okay, there's a new thing. They never used to do this before. When I was a kid, they never did this. It's a Nayazach, they do this now. Here, Vayel Bishayim. Give me 1 second. Lemech. Here it is. Vachois Tuval Kayin Nama. It's Bereishis Dalet Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vitzila. Gami Yoldes Tuval Kayin. Loideish Kol Choyesh Tuchosh Vivazel Vachois Tuval Kayin Nama. So you know.
The
mother. The Shviga. Tzila was the Shviga.
Okay.
Tzila was the Shviga. And who was the father? Lemech. Vayikach Le Lemech Shtein Hashem. So we know it's unbelievable. We know who the Shver and the Shviga was. Noyach
yes,
Shver.
Not only that, the Shviga was a murderer. Didn't she, the Shviga, help kill Kayin?
Tuval Kayin killed, right, he was a murderer. He killed, he was not the one who did it. He told Lemech. Lemech was blind.
Right, but someone guided Lemech.
Tuval Kayin guided him. Tuval Kayin told Lemech, shoot. And then he shot. And then he realized he killed Kayin, so he went and by mistake he banged his hands. He clapped his hands on the face by mistake, on the face of Tuval Kayin, so he killed two people. He killed Kayin,
and he
killed his grandson, he killed his son Tuval Kayin. Okay, and Tuval Kayin had a sister, Nama. Nama married,
Noach.
So his Shver was blind. Noach Shver never saw what he looked like.
This is the makar of the Shviga, because Suma is like mace.
Yeah.
Suma counts like a mace. So he really didn't have a Shver. He only had a Shviga.
He only had Suma Choshev Kmeis. It's right. Interesting. So what he married, he married two women. He was blind and he married two women. He married two women?
No, after he was married two women,
they blinded his eyes. They made him blind.
The other eye.
This is a very funny. Rashi of East, why do you have two women? So Rashi says because in time Noach, the minig was a person had two wives. One woman was for children, and that woman that was Oda. That was Oda. Oda they put away. She had children, and the other one was Tzila. Tzila, they gave her a drink that she should not be able to become pregnant, and she was like his trophy wife. He went around with her, and what happened? Even though they did this procedure, she still had children. She still had children. She outsmarted him. She still had children. And who did she have? She had Nama. She had Nama. And Nama was the Shviga. Nama was the Shviga of. It was Nama was the wife of Noach, which means Tzila was the Shviga. Maya loves the Shvigas. Maya is the biggest fan of all the Shvigas.
So she figured, listen, they tried to give her poison, and she figured it out. And she was able to.
She was able to become poison, to poison Noach, because she was the Shviga. It worked. The poison worked there.
It's very simple. We asked, Noach put the Shviga on the top of the table.
Who does it say that? All right, let's go weiter.
And the water washed her down because she had good company. She had a hike, right?
All right, at least we learned one thing today in this shiur, which I never paid attention to, is that Noach had a Shviga. His Shviga was Tzila, and he had a Shver. His Shver was Lemech, and Lemech was blind. That's what we learned today. That's the yesod that we learned in the shiur today. Noach had a Shviga. Go ask. You should go to ask everyone in shul. Can you name me Noach Shviga? You know the answer. Her name was Tzila. Next, let's look over here. Let's go back to the Targum. Back where it says the Arei Yos based on Yezakai means you're a tzaddik. Kodemai b'doro hadin in this generation. Let's take a look over here at the Maat Tzori Anosh Beisach, the people of your household. Perush This means Beis Chab B'loshen Hakasav Kan Hu Al Dash Perish HaMikra Atzma Le'el Ubincha Uvonecha V'Ishtecha U'Neshei Vonechas. Who is the Beis Secha? The Beis Secha includes who? Your son, your wife, and your daughter-in-laws. Okay, it doesn't say the Shriga. You see, Meir, Noach did not let the Shriga in the Teva. That's what it says, Klar, here. It says the Beischa means the Bonecha, the Ishtecha, Unishay Vonecha, but nowhere does it say the Shriga and the Shver. V'losh Unkelis Hu Kolosh Nakasav Kaman Anshe Beis Avram, V'chein Targum Beis Bais. What's this? Lamed Kuf? I don't know what that means. Loshna, I don't know what that means there. Avol Yei Shem Targum Kolosh Nakasav Bais V'yalo Pisha Kavon Lanshe Abayis Eine Moistef Amila Eine Anosh. Okay, over here, this is very bothered. Why does the Targum have the need to add the word Anosh? Kegon B'Targum Beis Paro Beis Av V'nirig Shem Targum Anosh Beis Soch HaKavon Rak Yoytzei Chalosav. Wow. Unashayem. Aval Kemshang Bayis Levad Oy Bayis B'mikra Perushoy Rishus V'akamona Lichlol Yoyser, to include more V'gam Mishorsim Yoyatsim Mishorsim Yoyatsim Zodim Ruchushoy B'chlal Abayisim. So basically that's exactly what he's saying over here. He said that the Targum over here, he's disturbed. Why does it say here in Pasuk Aleph in the Targum, does it say V'amar Hashem Lech Ol At V'chol Anosh Beisach? What would be so bad if the Targum would leave out the word Anosh? He would just say V'chol Beisach. So he's saying is, if you just say the word Beisach, it's much more inclusive. It means your children. It means your servants. It means the butler. It means your friends. Everyone that's part of your company, including the Shviga and the Shver. But when you use the term Anosh Beisach, that's much more. It's much more limited. It refers only your biological descendants. The butler does not come into the teva. Your siblings do not come into the teva. Your shviga and shver, even your parents don't come into the teva. The only one that comes is the anosh beisach, which means exclusively your wife and your descendants going down. That's what he's trying here to suggest in this pasuk. Okay, now we go to pasuk. Next pasuk. Pasuk Beis, what goes into the teva? Pasuk, it says Mikol HaBehema HaTaira, kosher animals. How do you know what is kosher? Rashi is going to say that they learn Torah. They tikach lecha, you shall take for you shiva shiva ish ve'ishtoi. Now this is an amazing thing over here. We're calling over here animals in ish and in isha. The married, Meir. Why do we call animals in ish and in isha? Because if you just would say a zocher and a keva, it would not have any reference to the shviga. When you call the animal an isha, a wife, with every isha comes a shviga.
No, you got it a little wrong. In today's society, you have an ish v'isha of the behemoths.
All right, I don't want to go there. Let's go weiter. Ish v'isha.
I'm talking same sex.
No. I only want clean things here. Right. Ish v'ishtoi fart. Umina behema asher loy tehoida. He. Shnayim. Two. Ish v'ishtoi. Rashi. Pasuk Beis. Rashi. Ha tehoida. What do you mean tehoira? Noyach lived before Matan Torah. How does Noyach know? How does he know what's kosher, what's not kosher? So here, this is a very important yisun of Rashi. Yisrael, man dekar shebei. We're not up to Klal Yisrael yet. We're dealing with Noach. What's going on over here? So it's a very important Yisrael. Over here, you find this in Rashi all over in Chumash Bereishis. Rashi, you know, Rashi, when he commented on Chumash Bereishis, you would think Rashi was commenting, the whole thing was after Matan Torah. Yisrael, the Moadim, and this, like everything is like, you know, fast forward 2,000 years later. It didn't happen yet. That's the derech of Rashi. Ho'asida lihiyois tohoiro liyisro lamadnu shalomad noyach toira. Noyach was a Talmud chacham. That's what it says, an incredible Rashi. Shiva, why seven? Kidei sheyakriv mehem karbon b'tzeisoy. Right away, Hashem says, soif ma'isa b'machshav etchila. I want you to accept because when you leave the table, you're going to offer karbonis. So you need to have many animals. Okay, that's all Rashi says. Let's go to the Targum. Targum pasuk beis mikol b'ira. The word b'ir means an animal. Dochya. Dochya means tohar. Right? Tohar. That's a very popular word in the Targum. Dochya. Tisav lach, take for yourself, shiva shiva, the dechar is a male, and vindukva a female. Now that's amazing what he says. The Targum is changing lashon. The pasuk says, ish v'ishtoi, as if to say husband and wife. The Targum does not like that translation. He does not accept that translation. Instead he translates it as male and female. You see that? Dechar means a zohar. Vinukva is nikeva.
I got it.
Umin bi'ira, from an animal de loy soihi doche, an animal that is not pure, not kosher, tohar. Terein, dechar, a male, vinukva, and a female. Okay, let's see what the Ma'at Tzori has to say about this. Dochya. Dochya means hatohar. Okay, dechiv loshin zoch. Okay, it means har. Dechar vinukva. Zach and Akeva, the local Lashna cause of each Vishta. Now he's coming to discuss exactly this point. Uviemes ha Gemara Tama. It's a Gemara, Sanhedrin. Vishos le Behema mi Islay. Why does the Torah talk about male and female? Vulai, perhaps, Ein Lash, Ein Lemba Lashna Ramis al Behema Ishvishtai. Perhaps. Ein Lemba Lashna Ramis al Behema Ishvishtai. Vigavim Bemikro, who Lashna Mushots borrowed. Ki ikar shemos ish v'isha hunchu t'chil l'zach v'nekeva b'nei adam, shor v'perish ne'emar l'zois yikari isha ki me'ish l'kocha zois. He's saying a very, very deep idea. He's telling us that we're all wrong. Over here, what he's suggesting over here, this from the Abarbanel. Abarbanel mar nevuchim, Rashi, this is a very deep idea. He's telling us that we got it all wrong. We are mistaken. We think the word ish v'ishtoi means a husband and a wife. Who says? There's no such thing. Adarabba, Zohar and Nekeva, those are the secondary words. How do we know this? Because Adam Harishon called Chava Lezosi Kore Isha, Kimeish Lukocha Zois. Now think about this. When Noach met Chava, this is what he's really saying. Did Noach go talk to a shatran? Make believe you're a shatran, right? A shatran. And the shatran says, this is the last girl in the entire world. Are you going to marry her or not? There's no one else. The whole world. There's no one else you can possibly marry but this girl. This is the last girl in the world. Go out with her. You go out with her, and what do you say? No way will I marry this woman. Under no condition in the world will I marry this woman. It is exactly what happened to Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon, it says, Beferish Nepasik, he was looking to get married. So he tried, he dated all of the animals, Rashi says. He actually lived with all the animals, Rashi says. Very explicit, very graphic. And it didn't go. He didn't have any satisfaction by dating the animals. So what happened? Hashem put him to sleep. And then Hashem took out a rib. And Hashem made an Isha. And then Adam, supposedly he woke up, even though it never says anywhere until that he woke up. It says that Hashem put him to sleep. And it never says that he woke up. But supposedly he woke up at some point in time. And then guess what? Look who we got here. We have over here a woman. So remember, Adam was looking to marry someone. Adam, he wakes up and he sees this person that looks like a human being. What does he say to her? He says, I'm going to call you an Isha, not because you're my wife. I wouldn't marry you if you were the last woman in the world. I'm not going to marry Chava, no way. This is not what I had in mind, Hashem. But I need to call you by your name. So I'm going to call you Isha. Ki me'ish lukacha zois. He didn't call Chava an Isha because Because she is his wife. He didn't call. He called her Isha because you are a product of me. Zoisapam etzem me'atz me'basal me'besari lezos yukari Isha ki me'ish lukacha zois. When did the word Isha become to mean a wife? When he said about her, ki hi hoisa aim kol chai, she is the mother of my children. Then things changed. But so you see from the pasuk itself that the term Isha and the term Ish do not mean Mr. and Mrs. That's a mistake. We are brainwashed in thinking that a male is called a Zohar, a female is called an Ikeva, an Ish is called Mr., and an Isha is called Mrs. You're married to each other. So if that's taka the case, then this pasuk makes no sense because animals don't get married. And it's exactly the Abarbanel. So the Abarbanel says that you've been misled to think that Ish v'Isha mean husband and wife. That's not what it means. Ish v'Isha means male and female more than Zohar and Ikeva. What does Zohar really mean? It refers to the unique reproductive organ of a male. It doesn't even refer to a male. The Gemara calls Zachrusoi. The Zachrusoi. And Nakvuso means... it means the reproductive organ of a woman, a nekef. These are very graphic terms that the Torah uses. It's not describing a person. It's describing, these are like, you know, in the medical field, there are symbols for male, female. That's all it means. It's part of the anatomy. It's not describing the person. Ish refers to the person. A person. He is chayiv in all the mitzvahs. An isha is a person that makes a bracha shasani kiritzayna. It's not describing part of their body. Zohar is not referring to a person. It's referring to a part of the anatomy of a person. A nekeva refers to a part of the anatomy. Okay, that's an incredible limud. Okay, that's an incredible limud. At least we have to learn something here in the share. Is when it says about the animals, tikalucha ish v'ishtoi, the Gemara has to question, what? Ish v'ishtoi? Man and wife? This pasuk indeed proves to us that ish v'ishtoi does not mean man and wife. Ish means a person who happens to be a male. An ishtoi, the isha, is a person who happens to be from the gender we call the female. The word zochor is a description of part of a person's of a male anatomy. Nikeva is a term, it's a very graphic term. It should be censored, this term. You should not be allowed to say this term, you know, in yeshiva, because it's a graphic term, and it's not describing the person. That's how he explains the pshat in the pasuk, and the proof to that is the targum, because the targum itself, well, see, this is problematic, because the targum, you see, it is a bit problematic. The pasuk says, ish v'ishtoi, and the Targum says, dechar, which means zohar, v'nukva, female. Okay, over here, but if that's taka the case, so why taka didn't it say it? Okay, he's struggling over here. He's saying over here is, we're going to get there. Zohar nekev, the loikalosh da kosav ish v'yishtai. Uvi emesag gemar tom, the gemar is in shock. V'ishos labehema mi'islei. V'ulai ein labeh loshna ramis ala behema ish v'yishtai. V'gama mikro hu loshan mushal, it's a borrowed term. He's explaining over here. He's not really saying the Targum, but he goes on to say, that's a very good point. That point really brings out the whole issue, that pasuk. Okay, de lo soihi, not. Hashem said, take two animals, the Targum, which is not kosher, loihi, enenu, kilkamon, it means if animals are not kosher, you only take two. Okay, that's it. Next pasuk. Moving along, pasuk gimel. What else shall you take into the teva? Birds. Seven of each kind. Zohar nekeva. Now look what's going on over here. If you weren't already confused enough, when it comes to birds, Itaka used the word zohar unekeva. When it comes to animals, it used the word ish v'ishtoi. Okay, there's something going on here. I don't know. We're learning Rashi and Uncle. It's not really explaining. Zohar nekeva. L'chayoy zera al pnei chol aretz. Why? Because eventually Hashem over here is revealing to Noach the world, that the waters will subside, the world will continue, and the world will continue. We need survivors. We need to create us survivors. Rashi pasuk gimel. Gavi oif Hashemayim b'tohorim akosim b'daber v'lamad sosim min amafarish. Rashi says that it tells you seven. Why do you need seven? Kosher. How do you know it's kosher? Because since in the previous pasuk, when it came to animals, it told you kosher. When it came to seven, so here also it means kosher. Let's see the Targum pasuk gimel. Af me oifad the shemay shiva shiva dechar v'nuk for male and female. L'kayama zara, to in order to preserve seed, al ape the face kol ara. Let's see the ma'atzari pasuk gimel ma'atzari. No, there's no commentary here. Next pasuk dalet. So here Hashem reveals, 7 days. Now there's going to be some really hard Rashis in this parasha. There's some really hard Rashis. I'm going to bring rain upon the earth. 40 days, 40 nights. I'm going to wipe off. I'm going to erase. The word Rashi in Bereishis tells us what it means. Mochisi means Hashem is going to melt. Okay, gonna melt. You ever hear this thing that I remember once, it was in shul and it was raining. And there was a balabas there, and we were all in the shul waiting for the rain to lighten up a little bit. And there was a balabas, he was a very wealthy balabas. It was he had a very tough wife. Very tough. She had him wrapped around her finger 100%. And it was pouring rain, and he says, I have to go. My wife is waiting. He says, my wife will say to me, why didn't you come home in the rain? What difference does it make? Are you going to melt in the rain? If water touches you, are you going to melt? Your clothing will get ruined. No, you'll go send it to the cleaners. You're going to melt? So I always remember that, how he said it. My wife will say to me, you're not going to melt in the rain. You know what the problem with that statement is? Rashi said Beferish and Parshas Bereishis exactly that. When Hashem said, I'm going to destroy man, the term that's used here, umachisi, means to melt. How was man made? Man was made by combining together earth and water. Now you know, if you make cement, you don't add too much water. If you add too much water, then it's too liquidy. It's not gonna, you can't use it as cement. If you don't add enough water, then it's too thick. You have to add just the right amount of water. If too much is no good. So Hashem says that the way I'm gonna destroy man is, I'm just gonna add more water. And by adding more water, mimela, man will just melt. Now, that doesn't make any sense to us. Because you can soak your body in water all you want. You're not going to melt. No one's going to melt. So what does this mean? What does this mean then? I have no idea. You want to suggest that before the marble, the composite of man was different than it is today? That's a tremendous chiddush to say that. To say that a human being before the time of the marble, he was much softer. His bone density and his flesh was very soft. That if you pour on him a bucket of water, he would melt. You never heard such a thing. Never heard such a thing. But that's really what Rashi says in Parashas Bereishis. And that's why he says with umachisi. Machisi means to dissolve. By adding too much water, you're going to cause man to dissolve. Umachisi, I'm going to dissolve as kol hayikum, the entire existence, asher asisi, me'al p'nei hodom, from the face of the earth. Rashi pasuk dalad. Rashi says, "Kiliyom oit shiva, 7 more days. Elu shiva si ve'evle shel misu shelach. Misu shelach died. Hatzadik." So what's going on? Now here's a kasha. A very good kasha to ask. The parasha begins, Noach. Hashem says, Noach. Noach ish tzadik tamim hoya b'doi roisof. Noach was a tzadik. Were there any other tzadikim in the world? It doesn't say. Now we come to the marble, and it says, go into the teva. Boata elad ki oischori isi tzadik lefanai bador hazeh. When is it going to happen? Ki liyamim oid shiva. So it seems to say that there were two tzaddikim in the world. There was Misu Shelach, he was a tzaddik, and Noach was a tzaddik. And Hashem says, now that Misu Shelach died, we're down to one. Ki oscho, only you, you're the last man standing. Until now, we had Misu Shelach. Misu Shelach just died. And Hashem says, Noach, you're the last man. Ki oschori. See, how do you know that's the pshat? Why, that's why it says ki oschori. See, because it says here, in this conversation, ki liyamim od shiv, in 7 days. What are these 7 days? Why 7 days? Now, let's get the show on the road. Rashi says, the reason why there are 7 days, because elu shivasim evle shel misu shelach. Why did Rashi have to add the words Hatzadik? What's that? Why do we need to know that he was a tzaddik, not a tzaddik? What's it all about? So the answer is because that's what Rashi, I'm suggesting, knew this, because it says ki oischa, you're the last man. Shechos Hakadosh Baruch Hu al kevoidoi, Hashem had rachmanis upon his honor. Ve'ikiv his apronis the 7 days of the shiva. Tzei v'chashov, how do you know this? Tzei v'chashov, shnoi z'shol misu shalach. Calculate the years of misu shalach, v'tim z'shem kolim b'shna sheish miyos shana l'chayi noyach. Okay, I don't know how to make these calculations. We're not gonna do it now. We have to go back to the charts and figure this all out. Back to Parash Bereishis. But misu shalach, it tells us how old he was when he died. And you can make a calculation of when Noach lived. You'll come out that he died when Noach was exactly 600 years old. The Mabul began exactly when Noach was 600 years old. How do we know that? Because we know Rashi in last week's parasha told us that when Noach was 500 years old, it was born to him Shem. And Rashi says that Hashem told Noach to build the Teva for 120 years. 20 years into the building of the Teva was Shem born to Noach. So that means 100 years later, and Noach was at that time 500 years old. So Noach was 480 years old when he started building the Teva. Mayor, you see, Mayor, you can get another job yet. He was 480 years old and he got a job in construction to build the Teva. And 120 years later, he was 600 years old when the Mabul began. When he was 500 years old, the Pasuk says is when Shem was born. And when he was exactly 600 years old, that's when Misu Shelach died. And he waited 7 days. Ki bo'oid, 7 days, fine. Sheish miyoshon l'chayinach. Ki liyamim oid shiva, mahu oid, zman achar zman. Zenoisaf al mea ve'eshem shana. This is in addition to the 120 years. So it was 120 years and 7 days. But don't know if you have an amazing thing, that the avelus of a person, when a person sits shiva for somebody, that's very choshev. That's very, very choshev. Think about Corona. Okay, during Corona, no one sat shiva for anybody. I mean, he sat shiva, but there was no shiva. No one really went to pay a shiva call. You on the phone. People did on the phone. So people say, no, what's the big deal? What difference does it make anyway? The person's not here in this world. What difference? It makes a difference. Look at this Rashi. Look at this Rashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a Misu Shelach died. And Hashem says, we're going to wait. We're not going to destroy the world. We're going to wait 7 days so that they can be mourning. The family of Misu Shelach can sit shiva for Misu Shelach. Why do they have to sit shiva? What difference does it make? Why is it so? The world anyway is coming to an end. What's the difference? It makes a difference. And obviously, we don't know how these things work, but somehow the neshama has a satisfaction that there are people in this world that are observing shiva. And it was so important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed the Chorban for 7 days. That's an amazing thing. Okay. 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 Mahu oizel b'mezon. Now, our boy in 40 days. Why 40 days? Kineged yitzuras avlad. Shekilkulu latriach liyotam lotzur tzuras mamzerim. Why 40 days? Because that's the amount of time that it takes. Very bizarre. You think it's in 9 months? Why 40 days? Because 40 days is the amount of time that it takes to create a vlad. It takes to create a vlad. Okay, so therefore that is the zman, 40 days. Okay, now let's take a look over here. At the Targum. Targum Pasuk Dalet. The Targum Pasuk Dalet says, "Are because l'zman yomin oit yomin shiva 7 more days." Okay, in 7 more days, ano I maches mitra. I'm going to bring down mitra al ara. Maches means to send down rain al ara. Arba in yomin 40 days. Arba lelvon 40 nights. The emche, I'm going to erase. Yos kol yukuma, the entire establishment, the avidas me'al pe'ara, that I've created from the face of the earth. Let's see now the commentary. Pasuk dalit. L'zman yamin oid shiva hakavana kishavu shiva yam, 7 days pass. V'yagia zman shel hekif shiva yamin oisafim, and now we come to a new cycle. Okay. Maches mitra loshan horada. I'm going to send in rain. Come down. Fine. Okay. Next. Yomamin days. Lo yom shalem. Yomamin. Not a yom shalem. Ela eis hashemesh al art. Okay. I'm not sure what that means. What it means over there by that idea. All right. Let's just see another pasuk very quickly of 2 minutes. Pasuk. Hey. Vayas noyach. The chol asher tziva Hashem. Okay, one more pasuk. V'noyach ben sheish me'oshana. He was 600 years old. V'mabul haya mayim al haris. The mabul was mayim upon the earth. Let's see over here. Pasuk hey involved in the targum to Rashi. Rashi says pasuk vayas noyach ze bi'osel l'teva. The word vayas means the end of the teva. Zayin. No, there's no Rashi on pasuk vav. Okay, there is no Rashi on pasuk vav. Let's see over here. The targum v'avad noyach kechol defak de Hashem whatever Hashem told him to do. The Noach Bar Sheish Mea V'Shin V'Shin is 600 years. V'Toyfano Hava Mayim Al Ara. Now notice the word Mabul. What does the word Mabul mean? So here it says V'Toyfano. Sounds like Tufidi. Toyfano. What does this mean? It means excess, too much. Hava Maya Al Ara. Let's see over here what it says in the Ma'atzah. I'm sure there'll be a lot of good stuff here. Pasuk Vav. Maches Mitra. I was over there before. Yimamin. No, would you believe there's nothing over here? So I guess this was before. In the first Aliyah. Last year, we probably spent time on that. Last year, describing what this meant. All right, we're out of time. Amir Tashem tomorrow. Okay, continue.
Brian,
thank you for coming.
My better half wants to tell you pshat.
Okay, I'm listening.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Noach is tzaddik tamim haya bedorotav. We have two adjectives, tzaddik and tamim. And the question is, why bedorotav? Why not bedoro in his generation? Because Noach lived long and he lived through few generations. So tzaddik, the tzedek, it's more social behavior, ben adam lechavero. Tamim tiye im Hashem Elokecha, it's more ben adam lechavero. So in Dor HaMabul, that mal'a haaretz chamas, and the main scene was ben adam lechavero, he was tzaddik.
Tzaddik, very good.
And in Dora Flaga, that they wanted to build a Vayi Kol Haaretz Shafa Achat Udvarim Achadim, they were very united, they were very friendly. But the scene
They were not Tamim.
So in Dora Flaga, that they wanted to rebel against God, בדור הזה הוא היה תמים.
Wow.
So it's two different generations.
Wow, excellent. Wow, what a beautiful vote.
And Hashem is telling Noach, ki otcha ra'iti tzadik bador
hazeh, in this generation. Excellent.
Because the question is, I'm surprised Rashi doesn't ask it, why tzadik tamim bedorotav? It's supposed to be tzadik tamim bedoro, according to Rashi's perush. That he said, kol shifcho shelo befanav, and me'at shifcho befanav. It was two different generations.
Bador hazeh! כי אוי זכור לי צדיק ולא בדור, כי you need the צדיק in this door.
השם אומר לא, השם, when he's talking to him, he said, אותך ראיתי צדיק בדור הזה.
Excellent. Excellent.
Okay, now here's my door.
Yeah.
You say mixer shvocha in the funnel.
Yeah.
What are you going to say mixers? He was a little tummin?
You can't say it's a little tummin. Tummin is a tummin.
You can say he was a little tzaddik.
Very good. Very, very good.
So that's why I asked tzaddik, because it wants to give you the drasha.
Wow, you have two knockout drashas here. Two vars, husband and wife, power couple.
Yeah, guess who just called me?
Who?
The person I asked you about.
Who?
Are we alone or is everyone?
No, everyone is listening, so then don't say.
Okay.
I don't know who you're talking about.
The one I sent the gum to.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, she called you?
Psst. Yeah, I had a long conversation.
Wow, so what did she say to you?
Very nice conversation. She likes the book. She really, we were talking about Meir Shuster, the book.
Okay. Did she tell you about the wine? Did she talk about the wine?
Yeah, she said she didn't open it, but I told her that it's a good bottle and it has very little alcohol in it.
Okay.
But she liked the gum.
Excellent.
All right,
wow.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Have a good night. Be well.
I'm going to go to the next one.